Greetings, leaders. This is Tony Williams, and welcome to CellD, Summit Evergreen Leader Development Insights. Thank you so much for tuning in. Our message for today, love, the winning attribute. What would you say is the most significant attribute of a leader? When you list your five top attributes, my friends, does love appear on your list? When I discovered God's love, it changed everything in my life and career. What an empowering revelation to know that God loves you unconditionally and eternally. Yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 3. My discovery changed my relationships, my service to others, and my engagements with clients, colleagues, family, and friends, and everyone was affected positively. I wondered, what caused this dynamic change in me and us? How could a shy, introverted, insecure, angry, bitter, and fearful person with low self-esteem be transformed? What if all the things I had believed about myself were lies, shackles, were holding me captive? When I experienced love, God ignited my true identity within me. For the first time in over 30 years, my friends, I began to see myself the way God sees me. Identity matters. The outcome was discovering the truth, and my shackles fell away, liberating me to soar like an eagle, and so it will be for you. And you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. John, the 8th chapter, verse 32. Love. Love never fails. What does love in action look like in a leader? If a leader's actions do not reflect the love of God, they will have no power and certainly not last. What is the source of love? God is love. What are the manifestations of love? Here is an insight on the most empowering attribute. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable, and it keeps no record of being wronged. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up, never loses faith, and is always hopeful and endures through every circumstance. 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, verses 4 through 7. Love never fails. The key is this. God is love. Love drives out fear. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. My friends, consider and reflect on the qualities and outcomes of love. Ask God to reveal His love to you. Picture, ponder, and personalize experiencing His love for you. Love changes everything and is the most significant attribute anyone can possess. Three things will last forever: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. 1 Corinthians 13, 13. And you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and strength. The second is equally important. Love your neighbor as yourself. No other commandment is greater than these, states Jesus in Mark the 12th chapter, verses 30 through 31. My friends, I pray that love abounds and overflows in everything you do and experience in life and your career. For this is how God loved the world. He gave His one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in Him would not perish, but have eternal life. John 3:16. Remember, love never fails. And until the next time, victory, victory, victory. Thank you very much.